wrong guy.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is?
Cody Jinx is Thunderheaded Rain?
Yes.
No.
Now, how do you feel?
I'm like a jerk. A real jerk. No thanks to you guys, though. All right, it is.
That's why I was asking if we were going to talk to Thunderheaded Rain.
Well, I thought
today.
That was always like just the generic. If you had a question about who we were going to bring on for Jub Jam, it was always Thunderheaded Rain.
Now it really is.
Yeah. At 8:40.
3:40 here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hardline 5.0. Here today on this Friday, and here today on this May 29th. Boy, when we come back next week, there will be no May.
It'll be Bob and my birthday month.
Our birthday month?
That's so great.
So every day we'll do a birthday segment.
Yeah.
Separate, though. One for each of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm just going to put out the tip jar all month.
It's smart. Would that work if you just walked around
to like, pay for that new car insurance?
The sales department and marketing and promotions. And you just had a tip jar every day. Like, what do you got? You need to help me out?
Yeah, help me out.
I'm your boy.
I just got to pay for insurance for a team.
Oh, God. Is that popping up too? The teenage car insurance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. That is the death knell of all of us, as Bob can attest to.
The vehicle and the insurance, too.
It's not as bad until there's an incident or two.
Yeah, that's what you worry about.
Then it becomes a problem.
Yeah, and there's always an incident.
There's always an incident.
Because they are not prepared, no matter how prepared you think they are.
So much so that I've been making a couple appearances this week at the Dallas County Tax Office of TDOT.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, very exciting stuff. Quick recap, if you don't mind. So my kids are all drivers. Mm-hmm. They're all off at their respective schools until they're not. But when, like, registration stickers arrive, we often just pop them in the mail and send them to their dorms, right? Well, apparently, we sent Maddie's sticker to Brett, which isn't a problem until they get pulled over. And why is your car registered here as a Jeep? You're clearly driving a Nissan.
Oh.
And
what kind of scam are you running?
Oh, and why is it expired? You know, and so there's a series of issues here that probably lead back to Dad just putting the wrong sticker in the wrong envelope. But so real fast to get him out of hock with the police because of a speeding ticket that was escalated for expired and wrong registration, we are now trying to get everything righted. Well, it expired so long ago, 6 months. That, and who even knows when their cars expire except the new sticker arrives and you send money, right? It's very easy. It's very automated. But I think somewhere in there's a dad that's supposed to be keeping track of all this.
Right.
And that ain't me, Daddy. Should be. It's not. I'm too busy with 12 personnel and everything. But regardless, we had to get the car emissions test inspection to go get it registered. But you can't get the emissions test without it being registered. So you have to go get the temporary registration, go to the take a number, go talk to the person at the tax office, pay them $29 for temporary tags that you'll use for 3 hours. Then you'll take the temporary tags, take it back to the oil change place, get the emissions test. Then you take the car that's now passed the emissions back to the exact same tax office, take another number, wait in line, and then get the real license.
That sounds efficient.
So that's what I've been doing the last couple mornings.
While
the course has been aerated, I've been very busy.
When do the kids just go away?
When do they just start figuring stuff out for themselves?
What's going on here?
That's the thing is, I feel like I've not prepared them for the world they're about to experience, but...
That's what I... So, you know...
Well, were we?
We obviously...
No, I don't think so.
You just did it, though.
We just sorted out.
In my house, obviously, my current wife is not my daughter's mother, stepmother.
Right.
And so the feedback that I get is you are coddling her. You are not preparing her for the real world. And so I don't want to make things too hard on her. So I don't, I have a hard time figuring out where that line is.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll be told from all parties that you're too far and not enough.
Boy, you know, well, I'm stuck in the middle. I have three women who are all directing their criticisms right at me.
I really can't even imagine that world, Dave. But
what if
that's why why we have to extend Grace if he needs to do a business call during the show open is he's dealing with more than we are.
I didn't know that it was going. I thought it was going to take 2 minutes.
This is what Grace is. I don't care, Dave. I think it's great. Make another call.
What do you think would happen, Bob, if you like took a phone call and it was your wife and she's just like, why didn't you do this and do that? And I told you to do this and we have to be there in like 35 minutes and you didn't do this and it stalled us out. And I can't believe you would do this to us. And you're just so selfish and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, Okay. Thank you. I love you, babe. I love you so much. Okay, bye. And then the phone rings again. And it's the ex-wife. What are you doing? Can you... I can't believe that you...
Dave's an inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, fun. People do win.
Anyway, helpline.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move along, shall we?